coming up on this episode of DL Weekly, Halloween is over, so the holidays are moving in. We have all of the details and a new music box that's also a popcorn bucket.
PhotoPass magic shots get an extension, a new shopping feature. We talk about the holiday foodie guide and more. DL Weekly starts now.
This is your captain speaking to you from the wheelhouse. I'd like to welcome all of you aboard the DL Weekly podcast. For safe passage on our trip, please do not sit or climb on the outside railings, and be sure to watch your children. The water can be unpredictable in these parts, and we'd sure hate to lose any of you.
Hello and welcome to this episode of DL Weekly for the week of November 9th, 2022. I'm Teresa Urban.
And I'm Tig Bushman. We'd like to send a shout out and a thank you to all the current weekly tiers, including Tess K, David A, Todd B, and Annalisa H for supporting the show. Without your support, DL Weekly would not be possible. Your support ensures that the podcast will continue and that we can make it to the parks more often to bring you the latest news and information directly from the parks. If you would like to become an official weekly tier yourself, head on over to dlweekly.net/support to sign up.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and we will be sending out postcards again this year to all of our supporters at all the levels. If you are currently a supporter on Patreon, please log in and make sure that your address is up to date so you can get a card. If you would like to get postcards from us, please head on over to dlweekly.net/support and become an official weekly tier to get on the list.
Man, I feel like we're really pumping our becoming a weekly tier, but we just have a lot of news about this stuff this week. So,
yes.
Calling all weekly tiers, we are once again doing our supporter holiday ornament exchange. If you're a supporter, head on over to the Discord chat and sign up to join the fun. Each participating weekly tier gets an anonymously paired with another weekly tier, and ornaments are exchanged. We have a Zoom call where we all open them together and see the joy of a fun experience on everyone's face. If this sounds like fun to you, it's not too late. Sign up at dlweekly.net/support and head into the Discord to get all of the details.
The sign up ends on November 9th. So if this is something that you're interested in, you better get in there and
That's
sign up
tomorrow.
Real quick. Yes.
So if you're an early listener, you're in on this.
Now let's get to the news.
Well, Halloween ended a little over a week ago, and the resort is in full swing to get ready for the holiday season starting at the end of the week. Little is left of Halloween anywhere, but if you look hard enough, there is still some spooky spots left. Otherwise, the holidays have moved in hard and fast. Garland is bound at Disneyland and Disney California Adventure. The tree on Main Street has been installed, along with the tree on Buena Vista Street. Sleeping Beauty Castle is a snow-capped sight to behold, and so much more.
The thing that's always just so incredible to me is Cars Land and its quick transformation from its Halloween overlay to its holiday overlay, because that is so much goes into that. It's amazing to me that they're able to get that swap so quickly, especially since, as we had talked about in a couple of podcasts earlier, holiday time had been creeping in on Halloween a little bit more this week. So it's always, or this year. So it's always really interesting to me that they're able to keep Radiator Springs kind of in the right holiday mindset for as long as they can. One of the fun things, if you've never noticed this, go to the Cozy Cone, look in the lobby room. It's like that building that's in the middle.
Yeah.
Look, peek in those windows. There's always these fun little displays in there. So right now it's a gingerbread version of the Cozy Cone motels, whereas during Halloween time it was like the Bates Motel from Psycho. So I think that's so fun that they have those little details in there as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. Cars Land is definitely the place that transforms the most, and I think is the most Disney when it comes to going all out for decorations. I kind of wish other lands were quite as immersively themed as Cars Land is, because they really go really hard into that. So I was concerned about the fact that Halloween wasn't even here yet and we were already switching some stuff over. I still kind of feel that way, but it does seem like the holidays have arrived.
Yeah, they have. They have. The pumpkin is gone, like Tag mentioned, and the Christmas tree is up. And I think the last thing that we're waiting for as of this recording was the garland across Main Street had not been. The Mickey garlands across Main Street had not been installed just yet.
Right.
But we're basically there, which needs to be because the holidays start Friday.
I'm just glad that they brought back the garlands going over Main Street, because
so
for a few years they were gone. but they're back so now. Cute.
Well, speaking of the holidays, the Festival of the Holidays is also coming soon, which is why the booths have been moved out into Disney California Adventure. Spotted so far have been Winter Sliderland, Visions of Sugar Plums, Making Spirits Bright, Holiday Duets, Grandma's Recipes, Favorite Things, Brews and Bites, and A Twist on Tradition.
So we obviously, for our discussion topic today, are going to talk about the foodie guide.
All of the
food.
That
is all separate from the food booths that are coming for Festival of the Holidays. So there is just way too much food that's going to be there. And literally, I mean, it's great marketing for them because you're not going to be able to do all of these things in like one trip or even, you know, even like a longer trip, like a 3, 4, 5 day trip. You're still going to have stuff that you probably want to eat and are not going to have time or the stomach space for.
Yes. Yes. And the thing that's crazy to me, we'll talk about this later with the foodie guide, is the length of the holiday foodie guide. And somehow that does not include what these holiday booths are also going to have. I can't wait.
You always get so excited for the food.
It is so, because it's so fun. I just like, it's creative. We get some things, like some favorites back. There's always something new. It's just something else to get to look forward to and get excited about.
Yeah. I just wish we'd have more visually whimsical food like Tokyo has, where things are like cool, like all year round. I mean, I think as excited as we get for the food, it'd be like another level even.
Maybe it's coming.
The holidays don't officially start at Disneyland until November 11th, but there is a ton of new merchandise that's on sale all over the resort, from Lounge 5 backpacks to mini ears to spirit jerseys and so much more. There's something for everyone. Check out the links in our show notes for all the details and for lots of pictures. Oh my goodness.
It's crazy. I feel like there's more holiday-specific merch than ever before. It just seems like it's overrun the place with all the different photos. There's something like 4 or 5 holiday specific ears alone. I mean, ears alone. There's that many different versions and variations. But some of my favorites, I like the pins. I also like the style of what the characters and all
really
that
good,
are.
By the way, I kind of like the
non-holiday thing there.
Yeah,
it's cool though.
Yeah.
I thought about you when I saw it. It's a Disneyland hoodie. It's gray and it's got different colors and kind of like these blocks behind
it. It's kind of
it.
Abstract almost. Mm-hmm.
It's very cool. But I mean, so cute. The stuff is so cute. There's like two, I think, different spirit jerseys, maybe three, just tons and tons of stuff.
Well, not to mention there's a bunch of Hanukkah merchandise, which I think we had some Hanukkah merchandise last year.
Which is
I vaguely
great.
Remember, but now they have like even more selection, which is great.
I love that. And then like holiday plates. There's all sorts of different like holiday plates, holiday cups, so you can have like your fancy dinners on Disney plates. I do want to say real quick, back to the ears. I was very excited. They have quite a few bow-less ears. So if bows on your ears are not thing, they have quite a few different sets that are no bows.
Like the snow globe inspired ear headband.
There's a snow globe one. There are ones that are just like a fuzzy plaid. There's this one, which is a flannel ear hat. So that's almost like, isn't that funny?
Oh, that's cute.
It's cute. So it's not a bow, but it's a flannel ear hat in place of the bow.
Did you see that the knitted sweater spirit jersey was $99?
Yes. They are pricey. There's holiday baking dishes, holiday mixing dishes. We also have this Toy Story holiday ears. They're adorable.
I still don't know why you have not put your dogs in any of the Disney dogs.
One of these
Look
days.
At this. This
They're
is
so
like
cute.
A button-down shirt.
Yep. There's all sorts of different pajamas. There's Yoda Santa ear hat things, all sorts of things. I just, if merch is your thing and if holidays are your thing,
there's
so many choices. So it's overwhelming.
I'm gonna have to be on the lookout this year because every year, for the most part, I've tried to get Teresa a card and they have these like wooden cards, not at Disneyland, but just in general, but they're Disney. And I gotta find one again this year. I was surprised I found a second one, to be honest with you, but I got to keep looking for that. I got excited because I saw a magnet that looked like those type of things, and it was not. But, you know, we had a period of time there when the parks reopened that I remember commenting to you and on the show that there wasn't a lot of merchandise options, but apparently that dam has broke.
Not anymore.
Everything is here. Look at these, Teresa. Did you see these? Toy set with...
Oh, come on. There's a Sully from Monsters, Inc. Nutcracker.
That's adorable.
There's so many things you wouldn't even. Oh,
and look, he's also on this sweatshirt.
Look at that.
Same one.
A Toy Story alien light up a glass tree with eyeballs.
Would you buy a Mr. Fredrickson Nutcracker?
He's adorable. These are just images that are on shirts of the different Nutcrackers. Oh, they also have keychains, and I think there's pins too, but I haven't seen the actual Nutcrackers for those. But there's just, I think they updated this guide since I looked at this yesterday when we posted.
There's
just so much stuff, and it's ever
many.
It's ever, ever evolving too. And the ornaments, so many good ornaments. Amazing. We could go on and on. So instead, I will move on so you guys don't have to keep listening about the merch. But if you're interested, for sure, check out the links in our show notes. There's, I think, 3 different links because there is that much merchandise.
But each of those links has like dozens of items on it.
It's wild. Look, you could have a Pop Vader snowman. What you always wanted, I know. Oh, there's a Pop C-3PO. Snowman as well.
Aww. Wow.
Anyways, so much stuff. Well, what would the holiday season be at Disneyland without a cool popcorn bucket? Well, this year, seasonal popcorn buckets come with a special feature. It plays music. Starting on November 11th, guests can pick out one of these delightful buckets at the resort. The bucket can be wound up on the bottom like a music box and will play music with holiday scenes rotating around the bucket. And there is still room inside for a good amount of popcorn.
Oh my gosh. So I saw this link and I clicked on it to write the story today. And I was like, all right, another popcorn bucket. And I clicked on the video that they had posted on Instagram. And then I was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. I need to have this.
It's so cool.
It is so cool. The fact that it's, because we're used to like light up ones now, right? They've done some light up things and stuff. And now it's a music box, basically, but a popcorn bucket.
It's so cool.
I bet you this is going to be the hot item.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. It's so unique. It's unlike, so we've had fun, cool popcorn buckets. We've had light up popcorn buckets. I'm looking at you, Mr. Elliot. But I don't think we've had a musical popcorn bucket before. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't think so.
But yeah. Very interesting. Very cool.
I'm just excited for it. A new seasonal treat is coming to Ralph Brennan's Jazz Kitchen Express in Downtown Disney. This time, the beignet flavor of choice is the maple pecan pie glazed beignets. The beignets are glazed and covered in a candy pecan and graham cracker crust and come with a side of autumn spiced creme anglaise dipping sauce. These are available now. I also like the idea of this.
This just sounds so yummy.
I'm not like a huge pecan person, but it looks like I want to try this. It looks very good.
It doesn't look like it's overly pecan because it does have, you know, the candy pecan and graham cracker crust on it. So you could probably, if it was too much of the too nutty for you, could probably brush some of it off.
Yeah, but then you're brushing off the graham cracker.
Maybe. We'll just have to see. This looks so good. I'm just imagining getting these fresh
and warm
with like the dipping sauce also warm on a chili evening or afternoon. Yum.
You know, if I wasn't so full from dinner right before we recorded this, I tell you, this is a very mouthwatering episode between all the food we're talking about. You know what I was thinking about? We should have a section of the show that is just food. Like, we're entering Food Corner.
Like Trivia Land, but it's...
It's like Trivia Land, but it's like...
But it's like Treat Land, Food Land, whatever you want to call
it. It's the Food Corner.
There you go.
Like Coke Corner, but food.
Well, starting a little later than the kickoff to the holidays at the resort, the Grand Californian Hotel and Spa will have the Grand Gingerbread House. The house is a replica of the hotel, standing 7 feet tall and 12 feet wide. It's made out of 600 pounds of powdered sugar, 250 pounds of fondant, and 600 pounds of gingerbread. The Gingerbread House will also feature 25 hidden Mickeys adorned around the suite model. The Grand Californian Hotel holiday cart will also feature some gingerbread goodies. Check out the entire list in our show notes. So many delicious gingerbread things. But inside the parks, a gingerbread Mickey ear hat bowl and gingerbread bottle topper will be on sale.
Bottle topper. Is this another one of those?
It's like the straw topper or the straw clip things. It's just something new and fun. We were looking at these before, though. The bottle toppers were kind of, They're fun.
Oh, yeah. That's the bottle topper. Mm-hmm. That is cute. I'd be worried about poor Mickey's ears, but otherwise, of course, this gingerbread house, amazing. Some of these treats that are going to be there are great. In the link we have in the show notes, they also talk about the gingerbread house that's inside the Haunted Mansion holiday, but mm-hmm. we've already talked about that before. What is something on this list that you're excited by other than just the plain Mickey gingerbread?
So I wanted to, before we got into that, I wanted to remind folks what the bottle topper is.
Yeah.
So the bottle topper is a fun, cute little figurine that you put on top of like your bottle of water, like your bottle of soda, that sort of thing. But it has a hole for the straw. So you get, there's a straw with it too. So now you have a straw for your Coke or your water or your Sprite or your whatever. So,
which is great.
It's not just cute, but it's functional.
Sure.
See, I'm boring. I really, my
you
favorite
just like the
thing
Mickey gingerbread?
Is the Mickey gingerbread or like the gingerbread, like the points. Well, the poinsettia cookies is more of a sugar cookie, but the Mickey gingerbread is so tasty. The other thing that I am curious to try is they have. We haven't tried these, but they have waffle shots. So you can either get a waffle shot with different types of milk or eggnog or Ooh. A waffle shot with different like liquors in it. So you could do like Bailey's, Captain Morgan,
rum
chata. I don't remember if it was a waffle shot, but they for sure cookie shots.
Cookie shots. Is what that's
they
what had. It was.
But cookie shots for sure. I can't remember there being a waffle shot. But
and wasn't it? Was it with the cookie? It was milk or something, right?
You could do milk or you could do a liquor of some
okay.
sort.
I would try this.
I want to try the waffle shot with eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do. We'll get a waffle shot with eggnog and sit there and try and find all 25 of the hidden Mickeys on the gingerbread
goodness.
Grand Californian Hotel.
My goodness.
I like it. Sounds like a plan to me.
Festival of the Holidays hasn't started yet, but like most things for the holidays, some of the merchandise has already arrived at the resort. Festival of the Holidays 2022 pins are available in a number of different designs, and of course, they're limited edition.
Okay, so I know this isn't the most exciting news, but when I saw this news story, I had to add it in. These pins are so cute. I don't know why. I just like them so much. There's three different designs. Of the three, I like the one that's primarily pink in the background. I just think they're so fun.
Like the time to celebrate Festival of the Holidays pin?
No, no. The one that's pink. That's not pink. That one.
Oh, yes. Like the pin itself is pink. I like this one too, the Festival of the Holidays.
And it just says like Festival of Holidays in the corner.
Sure. But it's got like symbols from a bunch of different like holidays and stuff.
There's a menorah. Yes, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this time to celebrate one. I do like the, this one's limited to 2,500, this one with the little danglies here.
That is cute. Yeah, so the one that I like is also a limited release pin, but it features different iconography from different religions. So there's like a Christmas pinata, a menorah, seven candles of Kwanzaa, a lantern, and a bell. But I just, the colors, it's just so fun. And it's festive in a different way that's not just red or
green,
red, yeah, or red or white or green. I feel like we get a lot of red, white, and green.
It was funny because you were like,
red,
like red or red or more red. Sometimes red.
Yeah. I feel like, right, a lot of stuff is
it's
either
red,
and white. So this
or
is
white, yeah,
fun
like
that
snow.
This is like pinks and blues and yellows.
Well,
it's just
you got to represent some other holidays that have different colors.
I love it. Plus, there's little hidden Mickeys in the background, too.
Oh, my goodness. It reminds me, and I know that this probably makes sense, but it reminds me of like It's a Small World.
Oh, because
there's like
yeah.
so many different, yeah.
And the color, yeah, the color palette of it too.
Yeah.
I get you. Well, Magic Shots are here for the holidays from your friendly neighborhood photo pass photographer. There are some options in front of the Christmas tree on Buena Vista Street and a Magic Key specific shot by the Silly Symphony Swings. Guests typically have 45 days to download their Magic Shot photos through their Disneyland account before they disappear, but that has been extended to a full calendar year.
So I was trying to maybe you know, does this extend for all of your PhotoPass photos or just your Magic Shot photos?
I don't know. I have not seen clarification on
okay.
that. I feel
because it seems like it would be
like
for everything.
It would be extending for everything,
yeah.
yes.
Which is great because I always feel like we get back from our trips and we start to kind of settle back into everything. And then it's like I get this email from Disney of like we're going to expire your pictures. Yeah. I'm like, oh, and I have to go in and download it. But the fact that they can stay there for a full year, I like that idea a lot. And being able to like pull it up in the app and show like – and not have to like scroll through mm-hmm. hundreds of photos in my photo album is nice for that. These Magic Shots also look fun.
So of course there's some of the favorites or some that they've had for a while now, but then it also seemed like maybe there were some new ones too, I hope. So, because like this one here is a magic key holder one that's, it's not really holiday specific, but it's a magic key holder shot with Steamboat Mickey or Steamboat Willie over by Silly Symphony Swings. But then there was also one, I don't think I remember the, like the
blowing snow.
I know I remember a snow globe one, yes, because we had that. Mm-hmm. Another fun one that we had was, it looked like we were holding a giant oversized candy cane,
yep,
for one of them. And then we also, there was, oh, Sandy Claus was, not Santa Claus, Sandy Claus from Nightmare Before Christmas
up in the sky or something,
was flying over the castle.
That's what it was.
For one of our magic shots that we've had. So these are always just so fun. So make sure to remember, if you're getting photos done by a photo pass photographer, you ask for some magic shots too, because you never know what you're going to get.
Well, guests who have been heading to the resort from the Harbor Boulevard side may have noticed that for a while now, the sign for the resort has been looking less than stellar. Fear not! The crews are already at work on repainting the sign and getting it back in pristine order for guests to be welcome to Disneyland, as well as thanking guests for visiting. Mice Chat thinks that it might be getting a facelift to promote Disney 100, which will be centered in Disneyland.
That's a good point.
They always do change this for some of their promotional things that they've had.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. I just was very excited when I saw this, because last time we were there, I actually stopped and took a photo because I was surprised at how, like, cracked the sign looked. It wasn't obvious unless you really, you know, stood there and looked really hard. But yeah, it, like, the paint and the finish on it was cracking and just not looking as cleaned and polished as we're used to things looking, especially for the entrance. So I'm very glad and very happy to see that this is getting some TLC.
Now, if only they could get rid of the people at park close time that are out there that are selling water. And there's those parrot person things. And
all sorts of
weird
fun
stuff,
fun unique things.
You know, I'm surprised with all of their, like, widening all the aisles and stuff or the walkways or that they haven't, like, widened this,
that. That's
because that is kind of a pinch point, especially at night when everybody's leaving.
Well, yeah, and then because you've got everyone standing and waiting to be able to, you know, for the crosswalk to go, for them to go. So yeah, you can have quite the backup of people right there. That's a good point. Well, Weekly Tears Who Love to Shop, this next story is for you. At select locations, there is now an option to order items through mobile checkout and then come and pick it up later in the day. The store will hold the item, which could be amazing for some of the hard-to-get items or some of the larger items for sale in the parks. To be clear, a guest needs to go into the store and purchase the item through mobile checkout like before, but now there is the option to have them hold it for you.
Yeah, I originally was reading this and thought, oh, I could order something from the store
like
and then
online,
traipse in and pick it up later. And that is not the case. So I wanted to make sure that you guys were aware that that is not the case, but they will hold on to it for you and you'll be able to pick it up later, which I think is great because sometimes, you know, I mean, it kind of eats into their locker rental rates.
They should have had this like 2 months ago when they had that giant Mickey pumpkin that they were selling.
Yes.
But yeah, I think this was a nice feature. So, and the other thing too, otherwise, like, you could pick things up and get them later, but they'd have them all sitting. I think this is interesting. It's really convenient for the guests, but I'm also curious how do I want to say this? How this works for Disney and like how well it will work for like picking your items up later in the day. Like, is there just some ginormous room full of all of these bags that cast members have to try and, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, they used to have the thing where you could have stuff sent to the front and you pick up at the newsstand. Right. So I feel like it's not too much different than that, with the exception of the fact that, you know, first of all, I think they'll make more money because if I don't have to think about carrying it or renting a locker, like, I'd spend that money on the merch. And then I just worry about a bottleneck, like, at the end of the night. Like, if everybody comes at the end of the night to pick up stuff, are they going to have enough cast members?
Well, and I'm just thinking about, you know, how many cast members are going to have to be running back and forth to grab these things. And what's also interesting to me is that space came from somewhere. So they just emptied out some stockroom space to be able to do this. I think it's an interesting idea and a good concept. I'm curious to see how it plays out once it's rolled out and lots of people are using
it. Did they bring back, or did they have that thing where if you were a Disneyland hotel, like one of the resort hotel guests, that you could have it sent? That used to be a thing, right?
That used to be a thing. I don't believe they've brought that back yet. I could be wrong. The concierge would know for sure, but I don't specifically know about that service coming back yet.
Yeah, because that's like the best of all the worlds. Like, you can do that.
Just shows about your room.
over at the animation building, Teresa's favorite place. Teresa's favorite places, if not her favorite place, in Disney California Adventure. Two sisters are back for their meet and greet. Anna and Elsa are finally back meeting with their subjects. They are really popular, so be ready to wait a bit in line to see them.
You know, I was actually surprised to see them return to that space, because I felt with the shutdown and with the Animation Academy not, you know, it was a good time to repurpose that space for something else, potentially. What that something else would be, I don't know.
Sure.
But, I mean, yeah. I don't know if, how do I want to say this? You've got, like, the princess area
right.
over in Disneyland, so I guess this might be DCA's version of a princess that?
Meet and greet?
Because this is the only meet and greet that's kind of behind a door. Everything sure. else is, you know, out and roaming in the land. So I was surprised that they, I was honestly surprised they brought this back. I thought that this would be a good time for them to, like I said, repurpose and
yeah.
use that space for something else.
Well, the problem with the Animation Academy, at least in my eyes, is there's so many of the rooms that are attached there that I feel like they need to refurbish yeah. and bring back up, because, like, they're great experiences. Mm-hmm. They just haven't maintained them yeah. for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I know this is only tangentially related, but bring back something at the Hyperion.
Yeah. Well, and see, that was the other thing, too, because I felt the Anna and Elsa meet and greet made total sense at the Animation Academy, because you had the Frozen show in the Hyperion right. Theater. So you could go meet Anna and Elsa basically next door. Well, what's keeping Anna and Elsa from not moving back over to Disneyland where right. all the other princesses are, with the show not currently being
mm-hmm.
there and not returning? I'm surprised because I thought I thought Anna and Elsa would be moving to Disneyland.
Do you think that they could make, I was just trying to think, because you brought up the Princess Fantasy Fair. Do you think that there is a spot in DCA that would be good to put a princess thing? I think, like, the Challenge Trail, you could, like, sprinkle princesses around in there, would be a decent spot.
Oh, the Redwood Creek Challenge Trail. You yeah. could. It'd be a little interesting because you'd be having to, like, rope climb over to... No, I'm just kidding. Like, swinging over to...
Well, if you're going to go see Mulan, maybe you need Mulan to be swinging around. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah. Although I was sad to see that they are converting it over now to the holiday time mm-hmm. where Santa will be there. But that means that Villains Grove has once again yeah. gone dark for the year.
Yes, it has.
I feel like Halloween came and went so quick this year.
It feels that way.
And the fact that we went to Oogie Boogie Bash so early in the season before Halloween... By the time Halloween got here, I was like, that was this year? Like, it was so yeah, so long, yeah. it felt like.
Pilots, we've detected some producer questions near Jakku. Report to your DL weekly vessels and make the jump to hyperspace. The 77 Squadron will provide support during your trivia mission. Good luck, and may the Force be with you.
Hello and welcome to Trivia Land. We got some good stuff this week. I picked one of the listener-submitted questions and built around it on a single attraction. Because that's been my jam lately, so why not, right?
Sure. So, depends on the attraction. I asked him today, I said, "What do you have a theme tonight?" He said, "Yeah." And I said, "What is it?" He goes, "You'll have to wait and find out."
The fun part about this is I'm pretty sure it's an attraction I've never been on.
Oh. We've already done Superstar Limo, James.
That's true. It's true. And I'll never get to experience that one. What a shame. But this one I'll at least have a chance at. So our first question this week is, what attraction did Jessie's Critter Carousel replace?
Oh, King Triton's.
Was it King Triton's Carousel?
I think.
Full name of it, just so we're clear.
King Triton's Carousel, wasn't it? Apparently not.
Sure.
King Triton's
Creature Carousel? I thought it was just King Triton's Carousel.
You tell me when you
ready.
Was
it King Triton's Carousel with Ariel and Friends or some ridiculously long thing like that?
No, it wasn't. With Ariel wasn't a part of it because she has her own attraction.
That's right.
Not at the time this attraction was put into the park.
That's also right.
Dang it.
I will see your fact and I will raise you another fact. I don't know.
Not Critter Carousel.
That would be a great one.
Because Critter Carousel's the...
That's Jessie's.
Jessie's, yeah.
Well, I think we'll just settle with where you're at and move carousel. On to the second question. So question number two. On King Triton's Carousel of the Sea, there are many different boardwalks and piers around California displayed on the wall. Now, you might be thinking, can you name them all? But I'm not going to do that to you.
Oh, thank goodness.
But can you tell me how many different piers or boardwalks or other related things were shown?
Holy buckets, no.
Three?
You think three?
Three.
I'm going to say seven.
Three and seven. All right. Third question. The inspiration, finally, from listener Kevin M. Of the 56 whimsical animals on the carousel, only one critter is facing backwards. And this is on Jesse's critter carousel, to be specific.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Which one is backwards?
I know it. Do you know it?
You know
I
this?
I think it's hilarious. Yes.
Backwards. Because is it all like critters that were in Toy Story?
It's just critters no. in general.
And it's backwards. Mm-hmm.
They are themed incredibly well, though.
Yes. They're so good. They're so cute. I love that this one's backwards.
I don't know. Some cute little porcupines?
A porcupine?
What do you say?
A skunk. Because you like hold its tail.
Oh, goodness.
It's a skunk.
Can you just feel that excitement from Teresa on that one? All right. Our final question. True or false? This carousel was built from scratch for the resort, unlike King Arthur's carousel.
True.
She was so excited she broke the pen.
It like sprung all over the place. It's in like five pieces.
Wow.
Spring somewhere around.
You need some Imagineers happened. To come and build a pen for you.
Kind of crazy. Why don't you use a more,
more
here,
sturdy
we'll use
pen.
One of these Bic pens that
I don't even know where that there's a spring somewhere. We'll have to.
I'm going to say true if I remember the question. I was so startled by a pen explosion over here.
I know you got that 50-50 chance riding for you on this one. So that was a fun little spin around the carousel. I can't wait for you to get the answers. But before we start back up again, it's time for a discussion topic.
Well, this week for our discussion topic, Teresa was very, 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 very excited because today the foodie guide for the holidays at the Disneyland Resort dropped and she's all about it. And in her defense, one of our community managers, Kate, is mm-hmm. also very excited about this. In fact, they could have talked about this probably for hours, but Teresa stuck with me talking about the foodie guide. So where do we start with the foodie guide, Teresa?
Well, I'm going through it, how the foodie guide goes through. So for those of you that aren't aware, Disney put out the Disneyland Foodie Guide. We got the Walt Disney World Foodie Guide a couple weeks ago. And so I've been impatiently waiting for our holiday foodie
it's
guide
so
to come
late.
Out. It does feel like it's late because the holidays start this Friday. So, right, they released this on Tuesday the 8th, and you can buy these things on Friday the 11th. So it feels very, very late. But that's just because we are impatiently waiting, so it just always feels... I don't know. I feel like it's usually late, but it just every time I'm still like, it feels late. So the biggest thing that I am the most excited for, like, overall, I feel like we are getting a better balance of savory treats.
That is true.
And sweet treats, because for a long while there, it was just...
Sweet.
Sweet, 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 sugar, 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 dessert, dessert, dessert. Nothing wrong with sweets and desserts. We know
balance.
That we love them.
Moderation.
But this just is more exciting to me because now I can eat all day things off of the foodie guide instead of just,
a dessert.
Here's a dessert here, here's a dessert there. So
sure.
I'm very excited about that.
And it's not all churros.
It is not all churros. In fact, we have a new contender in town that we will talk about later. The one thing that I am sad about is we're lacking on the cold brews. We were doing so well with themed cold brews, and I feel like this one's...
Do you think cold brews are kind of heading out?
I hope not. Don't say that. Anyways, there's two cold brews on here. We'll talk about those as well.
Oh, there's the other pomegranate thing.
Mm-hmm. And it's non-alcoholic. So, starting in Disneyland over in... We're going to start with Alien Pizza Planet. This one came out of nowhere for me because usually this is not one of my favorite restaurants. This is usually a skip for me, and I'm not usually intrigued by any of their holiday offerings.
Now, I just want to counter what you said. I used to like Alien Pizza Planet, like for meals, but that was when Disneyland's food was in a different place than it is now. And I definitely do not find myself like making a point. I used to make a point to go there because I liked their pasta. Their salads were sometimes good. I enjoyed that. Now that like we do Jolly Holiday and stuff like that.
There's just a lot of
Tropical Hideaway. Like, there's a lot of better options that I get more excited about. So
very true.
But I am with you on this.
Yes. So the first thing I read was the charcuterie pizza sliced, topped with pesto cream sauce, fig marmalade, prosciutto, capicolo, Spanish chorizo, caramelized onions, cheese blend, and arugula. And something that I had to look up, because I will be very honest, I did not know what it was until today. Cornichons, which are basically, I probably butchered that. But they're basically, it's like a pickle. So the thing that I'm least excited about is the pickle, but the rest of this, come on.
Right?
Come on.
It does sound very good.
How, like, this is not a place that I get excited for food on. The last time I remember being excited for food here was when they introduced the alien macaron, which was quite a while ago. That was probably Pixar Fest.
Also on the list, that's a holiday green alien macaron, which it's kind of similar to what they normally have.
A marshmallow cream and chocolate ganache is in the filling, though.
I'm over the macarons from Alien Pizza Planet, but that charcuterie pizza. I didn't know that I would ever be interested in a... I like charcuterie stuff, but not on a pizza. But they're making me intrigued.
The pesto cream sauce and the fig marmalade is what, like, drew me in. Just yum. Yum, 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 yum. And then chorizo. Yes. Anyways. very, very excited about that. The other thing that is usually a place that I could do with or without is the Galactic Grill. But the Galactic Grill has some things on their holiday menu that I'm very intrigued by. There's a cup of cheer, which is an orange cranberry cake with cream cheese iced topping with an orange cream filled cream puff, dried cranberries, and holiday sprinkles. That sounds really nice. And there's also a Christmas punch, because I have this thing with themed drinks. I'm very excited about themed drinks.
The Christmas punch sounds great.
Do you want to talk about the Christmas punch?
Yeah. Pomegranate, which... I like pomegranate stuff. Cranberry and orange juices with Sprite, also a fan, served over ice and garnished with fresh pomegranate seeds, cranberries, and rosemary sprig.
It's like the holidays in a glass.
It looks very good.
Very fun, very festive.
Look at this picture they put here, though. That is a lot of
cranberries
and pomegranate seeds down there. So I don't know. This could be good.
The other thing that oddly intrigued me at the Galactic Grill is a cranberry barbecue chicken sandwich, which is a fried chicken sandwich with cranberry flavored barbecue sauce, provolone, an onion ring, arugula, and a citrus bacon aioli served on toasted brioche bun.
I'm looking at the picture. I don't know.
Anyways, that sounded interesting to me. But
yeah,
again, not a place that I'm usually drawn to, but the items on this menu are intriguing to me.
Of course, there's some really great ice cream at Gibson Girl. There's a peppermint holiday sundae, a cinnamon brown sugar ice cream, which didn't you say you thought that sounded good?
I think that sounds real. I would like to try that. It sounds very good.
And an ice cream cookie sandwich.
With the cinnamon brown sugar ice cream between oatmeal raisin cookies.
But I know you're excited to talk about this sandwich.
So over at the Jolly Holiday.
Which, great place for sandwiches, by the way.
They have a Thanksmas sandwich, which is not new, but still sounds delightful. Roasted turkey, stuffing, gravy, and a cranberry sauce on rustic bread served with house-made chips. This is probably not something I could eat a full sandwich of, because it sounds, and the photo also looks like it's a lot and like it's a very big sandwich, but this would be something I would happily share with someone like you, Tag, where we could both at least try it. I don't think I could fully commit to the entire sandwich, but
it
seems interesting.
I want to concede something to you. So as you read it and I read what was in it, I was like, that could actually be pretty good, because the stuffing and the gravy kind of got me on board for some reason.
And then the tartness of the cranberry sauce.
Yeah. It depends on the cranberry sauce, because I'm a jellied cranberry sauce person where it's like candy almost.
Sure.
And I don't really like the tartness of cranberry stuff, but we'll see how it goes. There's also a turkey pot pie soup. There's some sipping chocolate with a dipping waffle, which is a thick and rich sipping chocolate with a sweet waffle for dipping. That kind of sounds good.
I'm curious about this dipping waffle. Well, we've got the waffle shots, and now we've got dipping waffles.
Sure,
I'm very curious about these things. The Snowman Cinnamon Roll Cheesecake, which is a cinnamon roll flavored cheesecake, cream cheese icing, milk chocolate nougatine arms, and snowman chocolate decoration. It does contain nuts, but it's looks adorable and fun.
It does look adorable. What is this donut?
That, I think, is the peppermint cookie donut. Yes.
It has peppermint icing, crushed peppermint, chocolate creme-filled cookies, and whipped topping. So basically, it's a donut.
With
that,
Oreos.
That has Oreos that make it look like Mickey ears, mm-hmm. and then like some topping in the middle that makes it look like a Santa hat. This, I think, is going to be a lot of sweet, but it looks... I love Oreo cookies, or what do they call it? The chocolate cream-filled cookies.
Yes.
Love them.
Of course, you can get your Mickey Mouse gingerbread cookies from the holiday, or from Jolly Holiday. And this looks fun and festive to me. There's a Christmas brownie, which is a dark chocolate brownie with white chocolate, with a white chocolate mousse Santa hat, sprinkles, and chocolate ears. It looks so cute. That's the photo there.
Oh.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, I like the presentation a lot.
Mm-hmm. And then this, one of the few cold brews, I think one of the two cold brews, to be honest, that is holiday themed, is also at the Jolly Holiday. It's the Chimney Sweep cold brew. I just really adore the theming there, that the Jolly Holiday has the Chimney Sweep cold brew. But it's a cold brew coffee with hickory smoked syrup, chocolate, and caramel sauces, cream, and smoked salt sugar sprinkles.
I like the idea of all the smoked stuff.
I don't know how. I don't think I've had smoked things with coffee. So I genuinely do not know if I'm excited about this. I'm definitely intrigued by this. But I've not had anything like this before. So I don't know.
I don't know either, but
I'm going to try
it. I like
for
smoked things in general. Yeah, for science. There's a bunch of stuff in the middle. Of course, the Mickey gingerbread cookies are back with a limit of 5 per person, just like in previous years.
So Jolly Holiday and Market House is where you can pick those up in Disneyland.
The Mint Julep Bar has some maple beignets rolled in maple flavored sugar and a maple bacon dipping sauce. I didn't notice that it was a maple bacon dipping sauce.
Compared to the maple bacon... maple pecan
thing at Ralph
thing
Brennan.
At Ralph Brennan. Yeah. Maple is a big flavor for the holidays this time around.
Yeah.
Over at the Plaza Inn, this sounds so fun to me, a gingerbread bundt cake with an apple cinnamon filling, vanilla glaze, and holiday sprinkles.
Ooh.
But I'm also very excited for the new vanilla pear honey lemonade. So it's lemonade infused with honey and pear nectar.
I mean, you love all these kind of like lemonades and
I do.
Things.
I love all these fun drinks. I love
You're going to be floating.
Yes, I will be. I'll be well hydrated, which is totally fine.
You know, one thing that I've noticed that they've cut back on this year, which I am so happy about, is that there aren't, like, everything isn't just peppermint.
That's
true. I felt like last year was, like, peppermint everything. And this seems like they've added maple a lot of places. Mm-hmm. But I like the fact that they're kind of spicing it up a little bit. So,
Rancho. I'm excited about Rancho.
I'm going to skip to the thing I'm most excited about. Teresa can talk about the savory things. The sweet thing I'm excited about is the Pan Dulce ice cream sandwich, which is a colorful Mexican sweet bread with eggnog ice cream, hot buttered rum flavored sauce, whipped topping, and a chocolate skull. Oh my goodness.
There is nothing that I am not excited about in everything you just listed there. Eggnog ice cream.
Sweet bread.
Hot buttered rum flavored sauce. Oh, this sounds amazing. Just sounds absolutely amazing.
What are you going to eat before you eat
before you have the dessert, though, there is... I'm really excited for the chili verde, which is slow-cooked pork with spicy tomatillo sauce served with Mexican rice and refried beans. It looks yummy. It almost looks... And it looks like it comes with, according to the photos, a side of, like, tortillas, so you can almost build your own... Not tacos, but you can build your own... Well, I guess we'll say tacos or little mini burritos or however you want to say it. You can... Yeah. Or you can just eat them as is and have your tortillas on the side. I don't know. This tomatillo sauce looks... It just looks so yummy to me. So yummy.
Ranch is always a great place to eat. There is, at Red Rose Tavern, visually it looks good. I don't know holiday-wise how it quite fits in, but they have a holiday flatbread, which is pepperoni, sausage, and ham flatbread topped with arugula. Visually looks very good. So maybe we'll give it a chance. Who knows? But the second thing I know you're excited about.
Yes, the holiday cold brew is coming back to Red Rose Tavern. So it's a cold brew coffee with eggnog flavor.
What was your review on
We did have that last year, and I wanted more. I'm a big eggnog fan, so yep. I wanted more eggnog. I wanted it to be like how the horchata cold brew is, where there's it's not, but it feels like a 50-50 blend of cold brew and horchata. I was expecting that more so with the eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was the one I got specifically that didn't have enough eggnog, or if they're just
that's how
is
they
not
it.
Enough eggnog for what I wanted. But I'm excited to give it another try. That's now for sure.
With eggnog. When you have eggnog around the holidays, do you put any booze in it, or are you just an eggnog
nope,
person?
Just I'm a.
Do you have a brand or something that you particularly
nope,
like?
Nope. Hmm. There. I mean, there's brands I usually tend to get, but it's not like only this brand or I won't.
I really
it.
like the thicker kind yes. of. Yeah. Yes. Because I've had some that are not.
That's
great.
Thinner. Yeah. Yeah. So this is the new. I'm so excited about this. This came feels like it came out of nowhere to me, but very, very excited that there's a new kid on the block when it comes to themed treats. Pretzels are the new thing. We have so many fun pretzels coming for the holiday season. Over at the refreshment corner, there's a caramel pecan cream cheese pretzel, which is a cream cheese pretzel topped with caramel sauce and candied pecans. There's also a peppermint cream cheese pretzel. Cream cheese pretzel, again, topped with white chocolate and crushed candy canes.
Oh my gosh, I just saw the next thing and this sounds amazing. A butterscotch soda.
Yes!
Sparkling
yes!
water with butterscotch syrup, caramel drizzle, and cream.
Yes!
I worry about sparkling water because that could always be weird, but I love the idea of butterscotch.
But I think the butterscotch and the caramel drizzle and cream, if there's any tartness to the sparkling water, it's gonna be gone.
Okay.
I think this is gonna be amazing. I have very, very high
hopes
for
the
butterscotch
soda. We'll order one and I'll take a taste, and if it's amazing, then I will order a second one.
The other thing that I'm very excited about too at the refreshment corner is there's a spicy beef and cheese sandwich. So it's beef steak, cheese sauce, sautéed peppers and onions, and spicy pepper spread on artisan bread. Yum. Mm. Yum. So maybe we get that and the turkey, what was it called?
The turkey
the
thing.
The Thanksmas sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, it's and like we'll right next to each other, so why not?
The Thanksmas sandwich and the spicy beef and cheese.
My goodness.
Sandwich.
I'm not that excited about the spicy beef and cheese, but butterscotch soda, man. Over at the Riverbell Terrace, we have the pear oat cobbler, which has spiced pears, oat streusel, and cranberry sorbet. That kind of sounds
Yum.
Good.
Yum. Also plant-based. Yum. Mm. I'm so excited about the pear oat cobbler. Of course, we've got some different funnel cakes and churros, but one thing that I'm excited about is the Holiday Dole Whip Sundae, which is a swirl of Dole Whip cherry and lime that you can get over at the Tropical Hideaway. That just sounds so delicious.
All right.
And different, right? Because I always get pineapple Dole Whip. So I have cherry and lime instead.
Yep. Mm. Now, I will say there are some new dipping sauces for the churros.
Yes.
There's a peppermint bark dipping sauce. There's a mint chocolate dipping sauce, which sounds really good. It's marshmallow cream infused with mint and topped with crushed chocolate cookies. That actually sounds, and that's the churro cart in Town Square. That might be something I have to check out.
Yep. So the new churros in Disneyland at the churro cart near Sleeping Beauty Castle is the candy cane churro with that peppermint bark dipping sauce. There's also at the churro cart in New Orleans Square, a chocolate cherry pistachio churro, classic churro rolled in chocolate cookie and pistachio dust, drizzled with cherry sauce and topped with chopped pistachios. That just sounds interesting because it's very different from other specialty churros we've had in the past.
Well, here's a pretzel again. At the pretzel cart in Frontierland, we have the holiday cookie pretzel, which is a ginger snap cookie dusted pretzel with vanilla icing dipping sauce.
Who knew I would be so excited about these pretzels, but they just all sound so good.
Yeah,
I'm very excited.
This is just a regular pretzel. This isn't a cream cheese.
Yep, this
one.
Is a regular one. It's not cream cheese, but the amount of topping they have on it, I don't think you'd be missing the fact that it's not also cream cheese filled, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I am confused on my
You're
feelings
confused?
On this next one. Outdoor vending carts have Christmas cotton candy, which is apple flavor.
Yeah, that
I don't think I've ever had an apple flavored cotton candy.
I have not. But I also, it could have been like peppermint or cranberry.
Yeah,
or
no, apple's way better.
But apple would not have been something I would have thought for
sure.
The holidays, for like Halloween time. Mm-hmm. That would have made sense. But
well, that's Disneyland.
It's interesting. So we've only gotten halfway through the resort because, that was Disneyland.
Like a third of the way through the resort because there's also the downtown Disney district.
There's not quite as much. Well, starting off at Disney California Adventure is award wieners. Now, I know you were excited about the first thing here.
Was it? Oh, I thought I like pastrami, so it sounded interesting that there's a pastrami Reuben dog, which is an all-beef hot dog topped with thinly sliced pastrami, caramelized onions, and pickled cabbage, Thousand Island dressing, spicy mustard, provolone, and pickle spears on a toasted bacon. That's a lot on
that
one
is a
thing.
Big hot dog. That's a
bananas
lot going on
Foster
there.
Bananas Foster funnel cake also sounds good.
Yes, there's a banana Foster's funnel cake fries, which are topped with cinnamon, banana sugar, yum, caramel sauce, whipped topping, and fried bananas.
Ooh.
How fun.
Teresa, how are we going to eat all of this?
I told you. Bing Bong Sweet Stuff and Trolley Treats, of course, has all sorts of the classic things. Again, the different Mickey apples, Rice Krispie treats, cake pops, all those fun things.
Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta has a Mexican chocolate cheesecake, which is a spiced chocolate cheesecake finished with white chocolate mousse and chocolate decoration. That looks very good.
It does look very, very good. Something that I'm really excited about, which is an odd thing to be excited about, is the over at the bread cart, they have a Christmas tree pull apart sourdough bread. I wish that there was a way that I could get this home that it wasn't going to be smashed.
That's true.
I just love the idea of like tiny little sourdough bread rolls.
Mm. You know what would be really great is to make like a soup at home
and then use that
to like dip.
Why are you saying that? Now we got to figure out how to make this happen.
I'm just saying you got to bring it home. At Clarabelle's hand scooped ice cream, they have a chocolate peppermint sundae, a pomegranate hard float, which is pomegranate hard cider with lemon sorbet topped with pomegranate arils. And a pomegranate hard cider. That kind of sounds interesting. I don't mind ciders. I might try a pomegranate hard cider.
I almost want to try the float because a pomegranate hard cider with lemon sorbet.
I'm not a lemon fan.
Doesn't that sound good? Oh, I think that sounds really yummy. Well, over at Cocina Cucamonga, there's a winter margarita, black cherry margarita. That sounds yummy
now,
too.
Teresa pointed this particular item out to me and said, this seems right up your alley. And I read it. I said, dang it. It is right up my alley. At the Cozy Cone, there is a Luigi chicken pesto cone, which is a creamy pesto Alfredo pasta, marinated chicken, a balsamic glaze, bruschetta tomatoes, and Romano cheese. It looks very good.
While you're enjoying that, I'm going to have the corn fritters, which are fried corn fritters topped in a chili lime seasoning and topped with cilantro lime dressing, cojita cheese, and pico de gallo. Yum.
A pumpkin pie churro. This one was interesting to me because there's a pumpkin pie churro, which is a churro rolled in pumpkin spice sugar with pumpkin pie dipping sauce. So I'm not sure how to feel about the dipping sauce.
That is interesting. The other thing that I would like to try here is there's a peanut butter whiskey cocktail. When I first saw the photo, I thought it was a cold brew, but it's peanut butter whiskey with peanut butter syrup, vanilla ice cream, almond milk, and cinnamon sugar, topped with whipped cream, and you guessed it, more peanut butter.
So are you going to try this seasonal agua fresca Christmas punch at the Fairfax Market fruit cart?
I might have to try that.
You're always
too.
About the agua frescas.
I am. They're fun. It doesn't say anything more like what else it is. It's an agua fresca Christmas punch, but doesn't say what like fruits and flavors are in
it's
there.
It's probably just like a punch. Punch just kind of has kind of a whatever. The Hollywood Lounge was something you were kind of interested in. The Churro Delight.
Yes, there's a Churro Delight, which is horchata garnish with mini churros. How cute and how fun. Not
you
super
love horchata.
I love horchata, and we love the churros. Now, we've not had mini churros. I mean, so this isn't something I would like beeline to go get, but I think it's fun.
If you're thirsty and happen to be walking by there.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Lamplight has so many delicious looking things. There's a braised winter beef dish, which is slow braised beef with carrot risotto and pea tendrils. Yum. There's also at the Lamplight Lounge Boardwalk Dining, braised beef poutine. So it's steak fries, braised beef, cheese curds, beef gravy, and a tomatillo serrano salsa garnished with Fresno chilies. Ooh, now that I said that back again, that sounds really yummy too. Dang.
And at Lucky Fortune Cookery, Teresa's another thing I think she's going to try to get is the Thai iced tea with sea salt cream and brown sugar bubble. You're going to be floating. You are just going to be you're going to be drinking all this. Then you're going to be in the bathroom a bunch because you're going to be peeing.
You're going to get annoyed because I'm going to be either stopping to buy drinks or stopping to use the restroom.
Yep. We're going to have to go on some things that you can, like, bring your drink on. I don't know what those are, but something.
Like the tiki room or something.
Yeah.
Well, over at Pim Test Kitchen, we have yet another pretzel. This is the Atomic Pretzel. So it's an apple bacon soft pretzel with cinnamon sugar salted pretzel with apple bacon compote, cranberries, caramel sauce, cream cheese, and candied pepper bacon.
This looks really good in the picture.
Come on.
My only question,
I didn't realize
is,
that the pretzel itself was flavored. It's an apple bacon, like the dough.
Yeah, yeah. This sounds amazing. The only thing I'm concerned about is because it's a Pim. Is it one of those massive
what
ones?
Size? Yes.
Yeah. If it's a normal size, I think we're good.
Too funny.
But that does sound really good.
I was very sad. The Pacific Wharf cappuccino cart has no holiday cold brews whatsoever. So the only cold brews again thus far are the two that we mentioned in Disneyland, which is just makes me sad.
Oh, man. See, now you've made me look closer at the food guide, and now I'm finding more stuff. Smoke Jumpers make a maple bacon shake, mm-hmm. which is maple-flavored shake topped with whipped cream, bacon bits, and maple drizzle. I love maple bacon stuff,
there
Teresa.
You go. There's tons of maple bacon stuff going on.
Yeah, but that shake sounds amazing.
Well, while you get the shake, I'm going to get yet another drink, the pineapple limeade, which is limeade pineapple juice and sour green apple syrup with a red sugar rim.
Is that one that looks like...
It's like electric green looking?
Yeah, yeah. That looks like looks if more it was like, a Halloween
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it looks like a Halloween time.
Yeah.
Yeah, looks more Halloween timey.
Oh.
Yes. The other thing I want to back up, Schmoozies has a chocolate cherry Yule log shape, which is topped with a slice of hazelnut chocolate Yule log. It is a shake topped with Yule log.
Oh my goodness.
I just... How festive.
I think they're trying to compete with what's the place?
Black Tap?
Yeah, but Black Tap with all their crazy...
They could be.
Okay, churro cart on Buena Vista Street. There's a caramel apple churro, which is a churro topped with spiced apples, caramel sauce, and whipped topping. Okay, that also sounds good. Because I like caramel apple stuff.
There you go.
Oh, no, Teresa.
There you go.
I told Teresa that I'm not going to have much to talk about. I'm just going,
like,
to let you talk.
Why are you
here
talking?
I am. Ramble,
there's
ramble,
not that
ramble.
Much exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways. But
you're like, remember last time? Take next time we have this
problem. So, yeah. So that's kind of the highlights. Of course, there's... I'm sorry. We're not even done. We got to get to Downtown Disney. But some of the fun things that you can purchase, aside from the wind-up singing... Not singing. Aside from the wind-up musical popcorn bucket, is there are also like a holiday travel tumbler with lanyard. There's a stainless steel tumbler. I am excited, and I think the most adorable thing on here is the holiday Kermit straw clip. It's Kermit the Frog with his little Santa hat on carrying presents. It's so adorable. Straw clips are one of those things. I find them, they're very cute, but I really have no need
for them, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't ever purchase them because I just adore them from afar because I don't know what I would do with them once I got them home and I don't want to be wasteful. So I think this is so dang cute. Mm-hmm. Can I have a little Kermit pin with him like that? He's just adorable.
I mean, you could turn him into a pin.
Maybe. There you go, maybe.
So at Disney's Grand Californian Hotel and Spa, we have a bunch of stuff. We talked about earlier in the show kind of some of the stuff that's coming there. In Downtown Disney,
there's a gingerbread churro at the California Churro Cart. It's a churro coated in gingerbread sugar drizzled with white chocolate sauce and covered in red and green chocolate candy pieces. Yum.
That's like sugar on sugar on sugar. But that's like every churro, right?
Mm-hmm. You were excited about the macarons at Kayla's Cakes.
So at Kayla's Cakes, they've got a peppermint ganache macaron with peppermint dark chocolate ganache. A gingerbread macaron with gingerbread buttercream. Gosh, that sounds good. And a snowman macaron, which is milk chocolate ganache with a custard vanilla cream. That also sounds very good. It's so stinking cute. Look, he's got the little rosy cheeks.
I know. He's adorable.
At Kayla's Cake. Where is that?
It's one of the little, like...
booths?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the little booths. Tortilla Joe's has a candy cane Rita, which is tequila with peppermint schnapps and organic margarita mix with a splash of grenadine and garnished with rosemary and cranberries. I think that sounds so fun. And there's also purple mistletoe, which is tequila rose, tequila blue, agave nectar, and organic margarita mix with a splash of lemonade and garnished with rosemary and cranberries. But there, I mean, so many options. So, so, so many options for any and all to choose. And again, this is just the stuff available in Disneyland, in DCA, in Downtown Disney. They haven't even released the guide for the Festival of the Holidays booths, which are going to have tons more delicious right. things to try. So I just, yeah. If you're a food person, holiday time is the time to go.
When do you think that's coming out?
Soon. It's got to be soon because Festival of the Holidays is starting. You know what, though? I feel like Festival of the Holidays, they don't actually, they don't always release what.
Until it happens.
Yeah, like until the booths are open is when you see what the menus are. And usually, in years past, I don't remember seeing a foodie guide like this necessarily. It's usually photos of the menus there. So, but I'm interested to see what the pricing is going to be. Is the pricing going to be the same for the multi-use, the Sip and Savor pass, or is that going to change? I'm just curious to see all this.
Yeah.
I'm also really excited about the Wakanda booth that they have for Black Panther, which is back by, which is in like the Hollywood Studios backlot area, by like Monsters Inc. is where that food booth is located. I'm very excited to see the food and hear reviews about that food as well.
Yeah. Yeah, Wakanda themed stuff. That should be interesting.
Very fun. Very fun. So let us know what it is that you're excited about. If you're excited about everything like us, or if nothing on this list sounds that interesting to you, let us know. Drop us a line. It's feedback@dealweekly.net. Otherwise, reach out to us on Instagram, Facebook, even Twitter, whatever works best for you. We are on all those social media platforms.
Let us know if you'd want a food corner part of the podcast, because I feel like we have so much food sometimes we talk about.
It depends on the time of year. Sometimes there's like all the foods to talk about, and other times there's not very many foods to talk about.
Kate, who is listening as we stream live into the chat, did say that she would be
so many food.
DL Weekly food correspondent.
We would have so many food correspondents for sure.
Yeah, because, there's so much good food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, anyway, I hope you're all hungry now. Now we can go to Trivia Land.
It's okay. I'll be the only weekly tier without an answer. Make sure you send your questions to Producer James or Producer Vern at trivia@dioweekly.net.
All right, welcome back to Trivia Land. How are you two feeling?
Hungry.
Well, not confident in number one.
But hungry after our discussion topic.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I believe that. So, well, let's get along on this Root and Toot experience.
Oh, my goodness.
Why do I feel like I bring you pain every week with my great comedy?
Because, you know, it's very on brand for you, James, and that is wonderful. Be who you are and don't be ashamed of it.
That's right. First question, which attraction did Drissy's Critter Carousel replace? I was looking for the full answer of King Triton's Carousel of the Sea. You both gave me half of it.
That sounds like the Chicken of the Sea pirate ship or whatever that was in Fantasyland.
There you go.
Maybe they needed better naming, and that's why it had to be rethemed. Or it just had to fit in with Pixar Pier, but you know, whatever. Yes, of the sea. And in case you didn't gather that from the context clues, question two started off with on King Triton's Carousel of the Sea. There are many different boardwalks and piers displayed in the queue in picture forms. I won't make you name them all, but can you tell me how many different ones were shown? You two both underestimated, even together, 16 different piers.
Holy cow.
Images dating back to the early 1900s.
16?
16.
Where are they?
Oh, would you like the list? There's Abbot Kinney Pier in Venice, in Venice.
Didn't you just head down?
They were in the wall display, which is now covered with beautiful drawings of like the critters. The
critters and all that.
But so yes, just in the queue.
Oh, around, okay. Yeah. Never mind.
16 seems like an awful lot.
I was thinking of the billboards along the boardwalk that had like the kid with like the underwear being pulled down by the dog and stuff like that. I was thinking.
Oh, gotcha.
But I should have known because you said it was all themed around the carousel.
I'm sure
saying,
did.
I asked him to repeat the question, so we heard the question twice.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe I just need to write better questions. Who knows?
No.
I just need to pay better attention.
I know what you meant, James.
Thank you. I mean, the good news was our third question from Lister Kevin M. was crystal clear for you. Of the 56 whimsical animals on the carousel, what critter is the only one that faces backwards?
I just want to describe to the listeners that Teresa just shook her shoulders back and forth like, I'm so excited that I've got this one right, even before I've heard the answer.
Funny enough, it's the porcupine. Just kidding. No, Tig, it's not. It's the skunk. Teresa's right on. Doesn't matter what color comes in. You face forward with the tail. It is.
I'm trying to find a picture of this
now. I'm trying to find a picture of the skunk for you. Right there. There's the skunk.
My goodness.
In all of its glory.
It is a wonderful design. And our final question, true or false, this carousel was built from scratch for the resort, unlike King Arthur's carousel. Hey, you both get to send off on a good one. That is true.
Woo!
Yay!
All the animals and everything. There are so many cool videos on the Disneyland website about how they carved them out with the miniatures and set up for everything and just all the iterations they went through. Really super cool. All the work that goes into it that they show us, let alone the behind the scenes.
That was the only question I got right this
good
time.
Good job, Ted.
Hey, you got a half point at the beginning, too.
There's a half point?
Oh, I'm got very half- generous Ooh. With King you getting the important part of it.
You know, in the beginning, I was doing good at trivia when we started this whole trivia thing, and then Teresa has slowly surpassed me and now has an avalanche of wins over me.
I think we're well past slowly surpassed at this point.
Yeah, I told you.
It's because I remember weird things like the backward skunks.
It's true.
That's true.
Yes, if we go by year to date for just 2022, Teresa has 14 more correct answers than Tag.
But what, how really? Many but how many answers are there?
We have 100 and oh gosh, no, that's half credit. So 25 plus 90 plus 74.
Lots.
115, 100, about 190.
Lots and lots and lots of questions. We're not doing terribly.
Well, yeah, miss 14 ahead.
14 ahead of 200 questions is not very much.
Just saying.
And there's been a lot of tough
James,
questions.
Do we have a calculation of percent correct is wrong? Isn't there like a
sure? So percent correct for 2022, Teresa is nearly at 55%, including the half points.
Wow.
And Tag is at 47.5.
See.
And I think I have it for the rest of the time that we asked trivia too. I don't remember if I put that in. I did. Yep. And this one, Teresa was nearly 49% and Tag was closer to 48%.
So fairly close. See, I told you, you're pulling ahead.
You had a lead and you're growing it.
Thank you, backward skunk.
Yeah, all these good random ones that just popped through for you. So,
yep. Yeah,
so there's the point update the listeners didn't know they needed. Because
the listeners didn't know.
Apparently, we do keep track. They do matter. This is not Whose Line Is It Anyway?
It's true.
But just like Whose Line Is It Anyway, that show is better with listener audience participation, and trivia is better with audience participation. Send us your trivia questions, and producer Vern and I can keep on building out some great segments. Our email is trivia@dlweekly.net.
Well, we will be back next week with more Disneyland news and information.
Until then, go out and enjoy the parks.
Please remain seated until the podcast comes to a complete stop and the doors have opened. Then collect your belongings, watch your head, and step carefully from the episode. On behalf of all of our crew, thanks for traveling with us. And we hope you have a happy and memorable visit here at DL Weekly.